العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. We are discussing the prayer of Iqsabilat. We say there are certain conditions to be met for a person to be called as Iqsabilat. First, he has to travel the distance, which is 4 farsakh going, 4 farsakh coming, or about 22 or 22 and a half kilometers going, and the same coming back. Secondly, from the beginning he has to have intention of traveling, not that he goes to a little while, few kilometers, then again he thinks to extend his journey, and then gradually. From the beginning he has intention to go all that distance. Third, the intention to travel is farsakh should remain with him. If at the middle of the way he stops going to the distance and want to come back, then that intention is broken. Fourth, that you should not have intention to stay in the new area 10 days or more. So in the new city he will pray Qasr. Fifth, his journey should not be a haram journey. The journey itself should be halal, or the cause of the journey also should not be haram. We say the haram journey, like somebody run away of jihad, now that is a haram journey, or is going with a tyrant or zalim, or journey against the wish of his parents and he is not allowed to annoy them unnecessarily, and so on. Or sometimes the journey is normal, but the aim for that journey is haram, like he is going in a journey in order to kill someone or rob someone or do any other haram thing. So the journey is halal, but the cause for the journey is a haram cause. In both the cases, his journey is haram journey. Now we come to the sixth, page 127, that one is not a desert nomad who travels around the desert and lives for a while wherever there is a grass and water. Well, those who are living in desert and changing their place every few days or a few weeks, they are changing their place and they are shifting from place to place. Wherever they find water and grass, they stay there. When it's finished, they take off their tents and animals, whatever they have and belongings, and then travel to a new place where they found the grass and water. So such people are actually, their life is always in traveling in such way. So they pray full, they will not pray qasr. Seventh, that traveling is not the occupation of a person. Like a messenger, a driver, a sailor, a pilot, a cattle driver, and such like. So if one has one of these occupations, one must perform the prayer in full while on a journey that is one's occupation, and must also fast in the month of Ramadan. Now the driver, every day he is traveling from one town to another town. Maybe he is going 100 kilometers and coming back another 100 kilometers. Is he called as a traveler? No. Because that is his occupation. Every day he is going and coming. A sailor in the sea, he is going for few months and coming in a few months' time. A pilot is going by plane every day and coming back. So such people, in which their occupation is to travel, to different places will pray full, will not pray qasr. And if it is in Ramadan month, they have to fast as well. Issue 317, just that one's occupation is said to be traveling, means that in the journeys that are one's occupation, one must perform the prayer in full. And for traveling to be a person's occupation is known by making many journeys, three or more, whether from his home or from another place, or by traveling for so long on the first journey that it is said that traveling is his work. The one who is traveling too much, or his occupation is traveling, if he travels in that traveling of his occupation, then he will pray fully. But now, if he is at the weekend, he is going somewhere else just to enjoy the place with the family, whether this also regarded the same as before or no, he said no, this is a difference from his occupation. So in this traveling, he prayed qasr. A driver, let us say from Saturday to Thursday, he is working as a driver. Friday is off. And on Friday, he takes his family to another city, which is far 30 kilometers, to stay one day there and come back. Now this is a new journey, it's not part of his occupation. So in this case he will pray full, will not pray qasr. So only in that journey which is part of his occupation, he pray full, not qasr. Now how do we recognize that this person's occupation is traveling? How it is known? He said, if he's making many journeys, three or more journeys, or if three journeys is going, coming every day, then it means it is his occupation. Or someone, he is a driver, and somebody is willing to test him, and say, okay, take us to from Dubai to Abu Dhabi, for example, and let us see how you are driving. He goes and comes and says, okay, let us go another time to test you. Now here, though he is a driver, but he is not now working, not his occupation, and he has not started on this job that driving is his occupation or traveling is his occupation. But then if he starts his job, his occupation, and many times he is going and coming, even that becomes his occupation, and it's known that it is his occupation. So that is regarded as his traveling is his occupation. Or if the first journey is very long. Now maybe a sailor in the boat, in the beginning he was tested and they found it's good. Now they give him a ship and he has to go for 2 months going, 2 months coming. Now naturally the first journey is so long that the people say, his job, his occupation becomes in traveling. So even the first occupation, but then it is known that now his occupation is traveling. So that is the credit when to call him under this heading that traveling is his occupation. Of course, here he has to pray full, not faster. Said that one arrives at the point of tarakhus. Tarakhus, or let us say translation, is the permission.
Hajj is the limit to take. Tarakhus is the permission.
I mean, if somebody traveling, when he is allowed to start his prayer as qasr, when he leaves his home, or when he leaves the town, and when in the town, if he's still at the last house of his city, and he wants to pray, will he pray qasr or full? He said, no, he has to reach the place of permission, hadd al-tarakhus, which is about 1 to 2 kilometers away from the city, maybe 2 kilometers according to some. But there are certain standards for it which will come. It, that one arrives at the point of tarakhus, which is a distance from one's home or a place where one remains for 10 days, where one can no longer hear the sound of the adhan or see the walls of the houses. Now, if he is away of the boundary, you can say, of the city, so much so that he do not hear adhan of that city, and he do not see the walls of the houses of that city. So in such case, they say he is little far from the city, and that place called Hadd al-Tarakhus, the place of permission to start qasr. No permission, not the boundary. If he leaves boundary, if like previous cities, they have a wall, when he come out of the wall, still he see the wall, he hear around of the city. For 100 meters, 200 meters, he still see the wall, see the housing, see the minaret of the mosque, and so on. But he say he should reach to such a distance that he do not recognize, not seeing, you may see it maybe from 10 kilometers, but recognizing the walls, the houses, to be recognized, or to hear adhan of the town. So if the walls are not seen or not recognized, seen means recognized, and adhan is not here, they say this is the place of permission where to start your prayer as qasr, or called Hadd al-Tarakhus. Yeah, when he reach Hadd al-Tarakhus, then he may pray qasr. Issue 318, if one cannot see the walls but can hear the sound of the adhan, or cannot hear the sound of the adhan but can see the walls of the city, the essential ihtiyat is to wait until both conditions are fulfilled before praying, or perform both qasr prayer and the prayer in full. Now, he gave two standards to reach the boundary of permission. He say either you should not, no, first you should not hear adhan, second you should not see the walls of that city. Now, if that city is a village and the houses are very small, and if you are away 500 meters or 1 kilometer, you may not see the walls, but probably you hear adhan. Then he say, it's better for ihtiyat, he has to be a little away in order to pray qasr, that he do not hear adhan, or the reverse, he may not hear adhan, but he still see the walls of that town. Again, in that a place where only one condition is fulfilled, not both the conditions, he say either to wait till he gets little further, or he might pray qasr and tamam together. But if he is away, that he cannot see the walls of that town, and he do not hear adhan, then that is the permissible limit where he can pray, or he should pray qasr. Issue 319. If a traveler comes to a place where he can hear the adhan of his home, or a place where he intends to stay 10 days and see its walls, he must perform the prayers in full. So while coming back from the journey, when one can pray his prayer full till he reaches his house or reach the boundary of his city, he said no, if he reach that had tarakhus, the permissible limit, then he should pray his prayer in full. When he reach about 1 or 2 kilometers, to say near his town, that he can hear azan, he can see the houses, then in that case, if you want to pray at that time, he has to pray full, because you call him has reached his city. Issue 320. One's home is the place which a person counts as his abode, so that one is considered a resident of that place. Whether it is one's original home, that is to say the place where one's parents reside and which is one's birthplace, or is a different place in which one has established one's residence. But in a place that is not one's original home, one must stay there so long that it is popularly called one's home and residence. Footnote, if someone decides to stay in a place for some time that is not his original home and then move to somewhere else, that place is not his home. Now, here comes the question, what is the definition of home? That is clarifying this point. You say home is the place where usually the person is residing there and considered by people that he is living there. Now this place sometimes is his birthplace. He was born in this city and he was grown up in that city and he is still living in that city. So naturally that is his place, his home, what we call wapan, his country or his home, whatever you call it. But there is wapan. His wapan or his place is where he was born and he is still living there. Or sometimes he was not born there, but his parents shifted while he is a child, for example, to that city, and they are living for years in this new city. That if somebody asked him, where do you live? He said, I live in this city. So this city is his home or his place. Now if somebody is newly shifting, suppose he has migrated completely from his home or his birthplace to a new place. Now when he is regarded as living, or that is regarded as a city, the first day only he reached there is regarded as a city? No, he said not the first day, not after 1 week. But if he stayed so long that the people will call him that he is living in this city. Or in some of the ulama, they mentioned 6 months. If he stays 6 months there, then that place is becoming his place. Some ulama say if he buys a house, then that is a sign that the new city is his place, his home, his wapan, his new wapan. So in the first, let us say, few weeks, if he has intention to stay 10 days, well, he will pray full. But if he does not have intention to pray 10 days, to stay 10 days because he has, maybe every week has to go around and come back, then he should pray qasr till such time, either he buy a house or stay 6 months or stay so long. According to Atullah bin Fajan here, he's not within that 6 months. He says so long that the people say this is his city, and then it becomes his city, that even if he travel and come and stay one night and deciding next day to travel again, in that night he pray full, because that is his city, his wapan. Well, here it's better to have intention of iqama, intention of residence for 10 days and more. So now if he has intention to stay 10 days, naturally, even if he's a traveler and he has intention of staying 10 days, he has to pray fully. But then after some time, when he will buy a house or rent a house and stay there for some few months, naturally, in every place they say the first 3 months are experimental. I mean, that is popular in mind of people. So they say, unless you stay 3 months, for example, you are not guaranteed that this job is your job, for example. So you see, there is some time to pass, then the people will call him as resident in that city. Not the first day they call him, from the first day he comes, even if he has the intention to stay 5 years, but they do not call him that he's resident in that town. Few months has to pass, so the people will call him as resident. So as I said, some of the ulama said 6 months has to pass. Some said if he buy a house, or according to Ayatollah Al-Fajani here, he says that if he stays there, then the people will call him as resident there, then that is sufficient. Yeah, you can do, but then iqama is broken. When you go, then you pray qasr, and when you come back, you pray qasr again. Unless after coming back, you have intention to stay another 10 days. Yeah, well, I mean, iqama from the beginning, you should have intention to stay 10 days, and that is not doubtful. He is sure. But then if something happens and he wants to go, yes, he is allowed to break iqama. Not a sin, no. You cannot break iqama. But what I mean, you cannot say it by 10. I mean, you say, but though you know after 1 week you are leaving, you say, okay, I will stay by 10, I will stay 10 days, but I'm sure after 1 week I am leaving. That is not iqama. Or if you don't know how many days you are staying. Sometimes you have some work and you don't know this work will finish in 1 week, in 10 days, in 9 days, so you are not sure about it. And you stay like that. Maybe 10 days you pass, 15 days, 20 days, but still you are not sure. You have not made up your mind. Here it said up to 30 days. If you remain in such a state, then after 30 days you pray fully. Till 30 days you have to pray qasr. But iqama, when you have intention to stay 10 complete days without leaving that city, even without going around the city, less than a distance, I mean 5 kilometers away from the city, you should not have intention to go there. You should have intention to stay in that city for 10 complete days or more. Then here I will say that you have become muqim, resident in that city for 10 days and you pray fully. After 5 days, some work by chance happens and you want to leave, you are allowed to leave. It's not a sin. And whatever prayer you prayed as qasr is okay, accepted. But when you travel, then naturally you are traveler, you have to pray qasr. And if you are coming back to the same place, now a new condition happens. Either you will stay again for another 10 days, then you are resident and you pray full, or not 10 days, you don't know, well, up to 30 days if you don't know, or if you know that you are staying only 9 days, 8 days, 5 days, then it is possible. Yeah, for, it is a summer holiday. Yes, it is in one year. Right, it's okay. Yeah, that is a traveling is a journey. No, not to see. You cannot break your contract. But what I mean, intention to break Iqama should not be from the very beginning. Otherwise, your intention of Iqama is not right. You see, it will invalidate the first intention. When you know definitely after 1 week you are leaving, then how you can say, I am intending to stay pending? You say it by tongue while you know by heart, after 1 week you are leaving. So what you say by tongue is not Iqama. So your Iqama from the beginning is not valid. But at the beginning, there's no sign that you are leaving that town, and you have decided to stay 2 weeks here. But then, let's say your money finished, you got some news, you got bored there and found that city is not as good as you expect. You finished your work, you thought that you have work, and that work needs at least 15 days. But now you finished your work in 7 days. You were expecting someone, and someone said, we'll come after 10 days. And you are waiting for him for 10 days to come. The next day he came, and after 2 days you finished your work. So here you can break the Iqama and go. Of course, if you prayed one prayer of 4 rak'ahs, and if after that your intention changed, then whatever days you are staying, you will pray fully. I mean, after praying, for example, Dhuhr and Asr prayer, and you thought you will stay 10 days, then you got the news that the one you want to see, for example, is coming tomorrow. Naturally, your work with him will finish, for example, for 1 day, then you are staying only 2 days instead of 10 days. Now, in these 2 days, still you pray fully, because your intention of the Qama was there, and you prayed one prayer of 4 rak'ahs, and the intention is full. But then, after 2 days, if you leave, when you leave, you pray Qasr. First, he said that he has to have intention of staying in that town only 10 days, not to go around, not to go another cities or villages around that, even if that city 10 kilometers far, which is not a distance. But you should not have intention to go around. You should have intention to stay in that city for 10 days. Okay, issue 321. It is possible that a person has two homes or more, like having a house and a household in two towns or villages, and counting both as one's residence. Sometimes people have more than one home, as we call it. In two places, for example, in summer he has a house and he's staying for 5 months, 6 months in one place where he regarded as his house. He transferred his business work, whatever it is, to that area in summer, for example, and in winter he comes to another place where he has a house and a business and his work. Not going for pleasure, but he's going and regarding it as his home. Is at his town. So that is possible. And in both the places, he has to pray full and regard them both as his two wapan or two homes. Issue 322, the home of the parents counts as the home of their children for as long as the children do not leave that place to live somewhere else. Now the children are linked with the parents, so the home of the parents, I mean that city where the parents live, is regarded as place of residence for their children. But if the children grow and they decide to change that place and shift and live in another place, now when they shift, naturally that will not be their home and the new place will be their home. If they do not change the intention, they said, well, I will go study 5 years and I come back to my same town, the same home where my parents live, or even 10 years and I will come back. He has not turned away completely. He still has hope that I go, maybe he will study, get postgraduate study, I may take 10, 15 years. But then he says, after 15 years, when I finish my study, I will come back to my town. Still, he has that link with the town, that if his work finish, he will come back to his town. That town will remain his home. But if he changed completely, then he said, no, this is not a good place, and I don't want to live here, I'll go and live to another town. And he changes his mind completely, then it becomes out of his intention, and it is not no more his home. Issue 323, if one makes the intention to stay in a place for 10 days and after performing one or more prayers in full changes that intention, then for as long as one is in that place, the prayers must be performed in full. And if before a full 4 rakat prayer is completed, one changes one's intention, Qasr prayer must be performed. So as we say, if somebody has intention to stay in a place and he said, I will stay 10 days, and then a time of a prayer was there and he started offering his prayer, he completed one prayer, one or more, he completed his prayer, and then he decided, after that, he got the news that his work will finish, and he decided to leave the place in within less than 10 days. He said, because he had the intention and he prayed one full prayer, then it is his home, let us say, or his resident, temporary resident there, and he has to pray whatever days he is staying to pray full till he travels. But if before offering prayer, or even he said for ihtiyat, or if he has entered the 3rd rak'at, and then at time of the prayer, he changed his mind, so he should sit and make his prayer 2 rak'at, and the rest of the prayer are 2 rak'at, qasr. And he has to pray qasr there. So you see, if he prayed one prayer, 4 rak'at, and completed, then as long as he stayed, he is temporary resident and all his prayers are full. But if he has not completed one prayer, then even at the middle of the prayer, in the 1st or 2nd rak'at, if he changes his mind, then he's no more resident and he has to pray qasr till he reaches home back. Issue 324, if one makes the intention to remain for 10 days and after 10 days makes the intention to go to a place and return, and the total distance of going and returning is less than 8 farsakh, and one intends on returning to that first place to remain there for 10 days, then the prayers on the way to the destination and on the way back to the place must be performed in full. And the same applies if one does not know whether after returning one will stay for 10 days or not. And if one knows that after returning one will not stay for 10 days, and from that place to the destination is not less than 4 farsa, then on the way to the destination, at the destination, and returning to the first place, and at the first place one's prayer must be performed as qasr. See here, if somebody's intention to stay 10 days, or what you call temporary residence for 10 days, naturally he prayed fully. Now, after 10 days, if he decided to go to another place, which is less than 8 farsa, and come back, and when he come back, he stay also another 10 days. So now, even the time when he is outside his temporary residence city, he pray full, and in the way he comes back, pray full, and when he come home also, he pray full, because his intention is to stay also 10 days, his temporary resident. But if no, he said, I'll go, and after coming back, I will stay for 5 days, for example. Then because he is not a complete resident within 5 days, he prays qasr in the going and while coming back and even while staying for another 5 days.
The place is not there,
or
is
it? We pray qasr, yes. Less than 8%. It has completed. I hope there is no confusion in it. And if it is less than 4 farsakh to the destination, then going to the destination and at the destination, the prayer are performed in full, and in returning and at the first place, the qasr of the prayers are performed with the condition that the intended journey from the first destination to the next destination is 8 farsakh, without the intention of staying 10 days on the way. See, at the beginning he said less than 8%, and again he's repeating less than, less than 4% here. To the destination and for coming back. Yeah, the same. We're going for coming back. Let's say, according to some of the ulama, let's say, according to Ayatollah Khomeini, if somebody stays for 10 days, and after that, if he go beyond the distance, beyond 22.5 kilometers, and come back, then he has to pray full because he has not traveled from a place where he was temporary resident. There was no traveling because he went to less than 22.5 kilometers. So that is one point to be clear. If he goes for 2-3 hours and come back, it's okay. But if somebody goes to another town, let's say stay one night, two nights, and then come back to the first town. Now when he stays there he had changed place of his temporary residence. He was not going for 2 hours and coming back. He went and stayed there for one night. Now, naturally, when he is resident in a city, he should stay at night in that city. Now his intention changed to the new city. So even if that new city is less than distance, less than 22, but because his intention has changed to a new place, then it becomes qasr as well. But if the distance is more than 8 farsakh, naturally going is qasr and coming is qasr, unless he has the intention of staying again. So that is the rule. The masala here is not very clear with Risala. If we read the Persian, maybe it gives a better clarification than the English, because maybe one of these less is more is meant, not less. Yeah, the masala is
because it's very if he is in this town and he prayed one a prayer of four rak'ahs and he had intention to stay same complete place. Now after praying one four rak'ahs, let us say next day, he decided to go to another town which is less than 4, less than 4 farsakhs. It is less than 4 farsakhs. Now if his intention to come back and stay 10 days again, then naturally it becomes full. So while going and while coming and while staying for another 10 days, he prayed full. But if from this new town, the second one, his intention to travel 8 farsakh, 8 farsakh means what? Maybe 4 farsakh to the first city, and then after a few days he will continue his journey to his home. So naturally now from here though he's coming to the first city and staying for 8 weeks, but after 8 weeks he will continue his journey to his home and will be naturally more than 8 farsakh. So here in this case he says he will pray qasr. But now is another condition. If he's in town A and he went there, stayed in town A, and he had intention to stay for 10 days. Now he is temporary resident. Now, after praying one full prayer of 4 rak'ahs, he got a job in another nearby city in which it is less than 4 farsakhs, it is saying 15 kilometer distance, which is less than a distance. Now, if he is going and coming back and has intention to go back again and coming back and to go back again and to come back, and in between these two, for example, some alim is going for the meal, and after staying in one town, town A, the people from town B, which is very nearby, they say, okay, come and deliver medicine to us. Because that was not in his intention before, otherwise he cannot have intention of temporary medicine. But later on they came to him. So now when he comes to this new place, which is, let's say, 10-15 kilometers, when he comes back to his first city, he is not intending to go back home. So his journey is not 8 farsakhs, his journey is maybe 3 farsakhs. And next day he goes for Tawheed and then comes back. And 10 days he goes and comes back. Till 10 days, for example, is completed. Now the last day, when he decides to leave Town B and he goes back home, but he will pass through Town A. Because here his intention to go more than 8%. So he comes to Town A and continues to leave home. So here intention becomes more than 8%. In the last day he has to pray Qasr. So now already he has completed the job and he is going for
8%.
Yes, it's less than 8%. Because we say the meaning of the traveling, the beginning, traveling not necessarily to be continuous. I mean, in 1 hour by car to go. No, not necessarily. Maybe within 3 days, 4 days, one will finish the distance. Somebody is walking, they might walk for a distance every day, we will go back to the university. So in 5 days, he has to complete the distance. So from the beginning, he decides to go to 5%, but then 1 day, second day, third, fourth, then 5 days, gradually. But his intention is to continue his journey. Now in this case, when he's going less than 4%, 3%, let's say, and coming back, he don't want to continue his journey. He go next day and come back, go and come back, so he's not completing his journey. Last day, when he decided to leave this city, come to his city.